Hey everybody, thanks for joining. This will be real quick. Just want to release a prophetic exhortation by reading the word of God, and just let the word be loosed all over you, and let Holy Spirit speak to you from the word, as well as Yeshua, who is the word. Amen. Word and spirit, spirit and truth. This passage, it's a short passage, but it's very pertinent for where we are with everything. You know, several weeks ago, I felt like I should be specifically praying for individuals in the house of God who have been fearful of spiritual warfare or certain types of praying or prayers, because I saw it with my very eyes. I've heard it in the spirit, and I've sensed it in the spirit, that a lot of people just don't want to interact with Yeshua and in the heavenlies in this way. And I just want to encourage you right now that you do not need to fear a couple of things. Number one, God is not going to show you something that he doesn't want you to see. So if he doesn't want you to see it, hear it, or experience it, he's not going to show you. If you're seeing something that is terrifying, dark, demonic, or wicked, and he has not authorized it, you need to check the source and or check what you are entertaining and what you have come and brought yourself into. If God is allowing you to experience, hear, or see those things, two things with that. Number one, he is allowing you to experience, see, or hear those things for a purpose, because he wants you to do something about it. Either pray, intercede, engage in warfare, and usually it's pray. And it's to go to take it back to him. And it also depends on seasoning or seasoned and levels. The other thing is, if he's called you to that, he's going to give you the grace to endure it, and he will shield and protect you. Stop fearing. Now, on the total opposite side, we do not need to go out shouting and fussing at everything. I love how Paul says in 1 Corinthians, I don't fight as one beats the air, but I train myself like a boxer. Give me eyes to see and ears to hear. We don't fight just to fight, people of God. We fight with an intent to win, but our winning is a reward from heaven, a reward from Yeshua that is laid up and stored up for us in heaven that may come to us in earth. That is what scripture tells us. That is what we do. So please be cognizant of those principles and those things, but regardless, never fear. That is what the kingdom of darkness wants. When we get in fear, we have already given the enemy an upper hand to dominate, dictate, and be the puppet master of us. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. If you can't do anything else, that is what you decree over yourself. That is a phenomenal thing to decree. If you don't have anything else to decree, and I'm not saying declare, I mean decree, that is something that you can bet on for decreeing. I have power, love, and a sound mind. And you decree it until you get the faith that it is active in you. Amen. But listen to me. We are in very, very serious times. And When I say it's serious times, I don't mean it's necessarily perilous times, right? I think we need to be cautious of that. But when I'm saying that it's serious times, I mean that it is a time to war and do spiritual warfare. I have been heralding this for quite some time. I did not just prophesy this back in the summer of 2021, although I did on my podcast, and I did prepare it for this year because it was for this year. I said in 2022 it will be a year for us to do this. But I've been saying this back in the last decade, the previous decade, that a new generation was arising who was not ready for spiritual warfare. I had been trying to prepare people to get these younger generations ready for spiritual warfare. So we're here and we have to deal with it now. We're not pointing fingers. We're not getting upset. We're not getting mad. We cannot change the past, but we can redeem the time, for the days are evil. So that's what we do. You must engage. Listen to me. If you don't pick up your armor, you don't pick up your shield, you don't pick up your sword or whatever weapon God has given you, that is your giftedness, your tools, your uniqueness, what you bring to the table in His name, in His image, in His likeness, what He has given you, we are missing a piece. There is a hole or a fracture in the unit, in the troop, in the formation. God is getting the formation together and ready, people of God. We need you. We need you to stand up. Listen to me. If you don't understand spiritual warfare, if you don't want to do spiritual warfare, if you don't necessarily believe in it, if you've never wanted to do it or believe in it, now is a good time to get before the Lord and ask Him, what is it all about, God? Is it real? What do I do? What's my portion? And then you ask Him, God, who can I go to? Or where can I learn from? Who may I learn from? There are various people who are excellent, but you need to know where the Lord is calling and directing you. It might not be anyone specific. That's why I'm not calling anyone's name. I'm not calling any ministry's name. I'm not directing you to any tools or resources, because He might call you to a baseball player. And that baseball player might teach you some things in baseball that have elements and principles that align with spiritual and biblical principles of spiritual warfare. You need to hear God, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. Amen. Get ready. People, get ready. Now, outside of all that, because I'm not trying to scare you, my take on where some things are is a little different than some others. But what I do want to say, and where I do come into agreement and share with those others, is it is very serious. And listen, we cannot have any fractures or any gaps or holes in the formation of the army or the alignment of the army. We need you, so get into position. There is something else that I can prophetically admonish and exhort, but I will not, because that is not conducive to this episode. This episode is to call you to action. It is prophetic exhortation. Exhortation is to call to action, to call to arms. I am calling you to arms. And we war in the Spirit. The weapons of our warfare are mighty in God. In God. Not in the flesh, not in the natural. We're not going to do natural things. They're mighty in God through His Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, God in you. That's all you need. Tap into that. Connect your human spirit. Interface your human spirit with Holy Spirit. By the way, you do have a human spirit, in case you did not know. It is that interfacing with Holy Spirit. So, without further ado, Psalm 108, Passion Translation. This is a poetic psalm by David. It's titled A Prayer for God's Help. Now, we need God's help. We need God's intervention. Something else I'll say real quick is once we have begun, those of us who are on that side of iffy of spiritual warfare, once we have begun to get before God and we've prayed these things unto him and he's shown us, and okay, so we've graduated from that and we're kind of amping things up, because there is also an acceleration. There is an acceleration that's happening. God is going to accelerate and increase your knowledge and your ability, but you have got to do the work. It's not just going to fall down and be imbued in or upon you, quote unquote, magically. Stop that, people of God. He's not a genie. He's not a fairy godmother. He does not have a gigantic wand that he waves over the world and just taps and say, now it's your turn. Now IWXYZ. No. You have got to press in and tap in. Amen. Now, once we do that and there is acceleration, you are going to have to learn how to partner with his divine angels, because we need his help. We are going to have to learn how to pull that battle array of divine angelic help and assistance into the earth and our spiritual warfare. Psalm 108, verse 1, Passion Translation. My heart, O God, is focused and determined. Now I can sing my song with passionate praises. Awake, O my soul, with the music of his splendor. Arise, my soul, and sing his praises. I will awaken the dawn with my worship, greeting the daybreak with songs of light. Wherever I go, I will thank you. All the nations will hear my praise songs to you. That's a word. Your love is so extravagant, it reaches higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness is so astonishing, it stretches to the skies. Lord God, be exalted as you soar throughout the heavens. May your shining glory be seen high above all the earth. Come to your beloved ones and gently draw us out. Answer our prayer for your saving help. Come with your might and strength, for we need you, Lord. Then I heard the Lord speak in his holy splendor, and from his sanctuary I heard the Lord promise, in my triumph I will be the one to measure out the portion of my inheritance to my people, and I will secure the land as I promised you. Shechem, Sukkot, Gilead, Manasseh, they are all still mine. That's a word. That's a word to some nations that some of us might have written off. God says, Judah will continue to produce kings and lawgivers. That's a word. And Ephraim will produce great warriors. That's a word. Moab will become my lowly servant. Edom will likewise serve my purposes. I will lift up a shout of victory over the land of Philistia. That's a word. God stated that he will wage war. He himself will fight until they are exterminated and completely driven out of the land. Now, I prophesied this year we would be seeing some ancient demonic spirits that are resembling the Philistines. It's going to take the Ancient of Days. It's going to take something greater than what we have had in the past, our anointings, our prayers of the past. We need to tap into what's going on around the throne. The Ancient of Days. The angel armies. Amen. Verse 10, but who will bring triumph into Edom's fortresses? Lord, have you really rejected us, refusing to fight our battles? Some of us feel like this right now. Give us a father's help when we face our enemies. Lord, I pray this right now over many nations, over many cities, over many situations and circumstances, not just those who are facing war and trying times, but others who are facing starvation and hunger, others who are facing persecution and many other factors, others who are just facing certain injustices. Give us a Father's help. Father, give us your help as we face our enemies. For to trust in any man is an empty hope. God, I also ask that you would forgive your sons and daughters in the house of God, especially in the United States of America, for trusting in men. You are our trust. I seal it in this nation in Jesus' name. Verse 13, with God's help, we will prevail, sons of God, with might and power, and with God's help, we'll trample down our every foe. You are equipped for this fight, for this battle. Pick up your swords and shields. Stand at the gates ready. Stand wherever you are supposed to be positioned. Hear it from him. You got to hear it from God. Get in position. No fracturing, no holes, no gaps, no gapes. If we perish, we perish. We go forth this day as an army. We cleanse ourselves from all defilement in the name of Jesus, as it says in the book of Joshua, as we go forth and conquer every territory, city, and land of the occupants occupying our land that has been promised as an inheritance to Yeshua first and then us. In order for us to reclaim it, we must first be cleansed. We must first be sanctified, as God told Joshua. So we do these things, and as one, we go forth. Lift up a shout to heaven. Stir yourselves up in your most holy faith. If you have that gift, pray in the Spirit. That is how you're going to catch the vision. Listen, I pray you're blessed. I pray you're edified. I pray you receive this exhortation and that you are filled with more faith and joy in the war. Blessings.